of the one inning for Miles versus the other one, what would you say?
It really, really wasn't that bad of an inning. Gives up a first pitch solo homer, which you tip your cap. Gets two outs, and then he has two infield hits. One of them hit pretty hard off of him, but close play at first. Ball through the right side, and next thing you know, that's three runs later. I mean, it was getting that last out in the fourth, but, you know, still was throwing the ball well and came back out and threw the ball well after that, too. So it was just getting that third, and he's so close, even with getting through that almost clean after the home run, and in a very, very low pitch count and on a nice roll. No, he said everything was fine. I mean, we were going to go take a look at him, and he was good. It, unfortunately, once again, he was throwing good. You're talking about little 4 or 5 hopper down third base line, ball that made its way through the infield. It wasn't like he was giving up free bases or getting smoked all over the field.
Did he get a good reload on the squad? Is that kind of where it
didn't work? Yeah, that hurt upper leg is all I heard.
When you go into a game like this, knowing it's going to be a bullpen start on the other side, does it change the preparation you think for hitters in a zero-period play?
No. They get ready for the starter and realize, I mean, any night could end up a bullpen game. You get out and put a beating on or something happens, ball off a pitcher that sends him out of the game, you got to be ready for the bullpen. They do their homework on everybody in the pen and realize that's probably what you're going to see. Righty probably follow there and lefty that started and realize that that's who we're going to have to beat, but try and make a mark every inning.
That kind of funky series of looks, though, to see
Yeah, both good stuff. I mean, unique stuff, certainly from the right side with an upshoot. A little different. It's not a typical trajectory that the release point's different, but also the flight of the ball. Most times when you see that low angle, you're seeing a ball that's got heavy sink and movement going down, and he's using it in the top of the zone with almost using the angle to hit the top of the zone. So it's unique.
What does it say about how close you thought this game was, or how close you thought your offense was to Jordan against 2 weeks?
Got to take a shot. I mean, number of things go into that. We have 3 guys in our pen that we couldn't go to. Mike just finished an inning of work, and that was his third out of 4 days. We just scored 2 runs, and we're heading into the meat of their order. And give Jordan's fresh, give him an opportunity to go out there, and he ended up being efficient enough that we're not completely convinced that he might not be ready tomorrow. So everything pointed, we got to chase wins when we can, and like the momentum we had offensively, and we're hoping to build on it. I mean, you look at that whole series, we're really in Cincinnati, and it's like we're either barely holding on to one, knowing that we got an offense that's on the move, or we're close in striking distance. And so, you know, you got to take what you have when you have it and make every move that you can. And we've been using everybody, and they've been doing a nice job keeping us right where we need them to be. Yeah, I think any game, any night, we know that. And we liked our chances with throwing Miles out there against anybody. And you just, whether or not we were able to stack together, I mean, they held us down for 5 innings before we were able to put any kind of pressure on them at all. So they had guys that came out and threw the ball. They threw the ball well. That's all you can do. And unfortunately, a couple of things piled up against Miles today. It's, you know, 2 losses on him without much offense against him. And he's just, even those ones, you know, certainly was in position for us to win. And that's about all you can ask your starter to do.
You talked before about Hicks being really forthcoming, how he's feeling. Is that much more important? You've got a young guy who you guys are going to turn to as often as you need to.
I think he's going to benefit by keeping, you know, keeping it simple and letting us know exactly where he is. And, you know, we'll trust him tomorrow, see what he says. But, you know, after throwing only 18, I mean, first and foremost, he goes in and he's got a routine, and it starts in the trainer's room. And so before he even goes and does his workout, he gets a green light whether they like what they see and how he's responding. And he's, you know, part of his communication with them, but the other part is what they see with his body and how it's responding. But we're going to try and be careful with everybody, and that's why we've had three guys shut down today. You know, Jordan wanted to throw yesterday. It just wasn't going to happen. So we just can, we'll hear what they have to say, but we just, we'll err on the side of being cautious, but we'll also listen to them when they are telling us that, you know, they're ready to go and the medical team supports it.
That's three leaders from last night.
A few, three of them. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Seems like a lot of your offense could give you a lot of heart for here. And then we talk about a little bit, a lot of it's the starter. How deep does he get into a game? How taxing? But it seems like the lack of it's playing a part of this too. Is that just a bad thing that the offense can do? He needs this strain on the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, every offense in the game could take strain off a pitching staff by going out and scoring double digits every night. I mean, so they've been taking better at bats, and I like the way that they're grinding through them, seeing guys getting locked in. It's the state of the game right now, too. I mean, batting average is an all-time low, I think, since the 70s, and talking about strikeout rates at an all-time high. I mean, that's kind of the game that we're in right now. Our team's no different, and we're working on figuring out ways to grind out runs, but there's good stuff out there on the mound, and I think that's what we saw today, starting with the left side, coming to the right, and all the way through the back end of their pen. That's how they wanted to design it, and it worked.